Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 9th, 2007. The day after Easter Sunday and our first opportunity to share an encouragement message with our listeners right now and our readers through our various written versions. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire this and every day to encourage people all around the world to be faithful to the Lord. Today's message is simply titled, I Believe. The scripture text is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6.
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
Years ago, a proud, ungodly professor tried to reason with a young child who believed in the Lord Jesus. My dear little girl, you don't know whom you believe in. There have been many Christs. In which of them do you believe? The child confidently replied, I know which one I believe in. I believe in the Christ who rose from the dead. That is the profession that Brooksine and I make this morning.
Well, this weekend, all over the world, Christians again acknowledged and celebrated the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. Indeed, it is true. He is risen, and he lives forevermore. He came to seek and to save the lost. Although our backgrounds as believers from various regions of the globe are vastly different, we all number among those who have been saved from our sins. What a joy it is to know that our Redeemer lives and makes intercession in heaven for us this very day.
The faith of the Christian believer has a sound, objective, verifiable historical basis. There were many appearances of the resurrected Christ over the 40-day period from the day of his resurrection to the day of his ascension that are not recorded in the historical portions of the Gospels or Acts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul lists the names of some whom Christ appeared to following his resurrection, including one remarkable group of more than 500 who are not mentioned anywhere else in the scriptures. The particular appearance to these 500 in one setting must have been a part of the record transmitted through apostolic preaching. I yearn for more details of this encounter, but we'll have to wait to heaven to speak personally to these unnamed eyewitnesses. It must have been quite a meeting.
Can you imagine the stir in the crowd for those trying to get a glimpse of what others were describing as the person of Jesus? Voices could be heard, Jesus, it's Jesus, he's alive! Still others pointed to the moving figure in the distance, there he is! Surely many excited parents propped children on their shoulders to get a view of Christ. Others would have squeezed through small openings in the crowd so they could be eyewitnesses of the resurrected Christ. There was no closed-circuit TV for those unable to get a glimpse, so there's little doubt that some were frantic in their attempt to get a good view of this walking miracle. Many of them were still alive when Paul wrote, but since this was written some 25 years after the event, some had fallen asleep, a phrase that the early church often used for death.
Today, as people of faith, we are among those who rely on these eyewitness testimonies. After one post-resurrection experience, Jesus said to an eyewitness, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
Many years later, Peter, an eyewitness himself, wrote to all subsequent generation of believers, including ours, Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
Today, we believe. Brooksine and I are sitting together today as we prepare this podcast. We are each committed to Christ and committed as a married couple. And this day we again choose to follow and obey and serve the resurrected Lord Jesus. Will you join us?
Let's pray together. Father, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy when we gather with believers on Resurrection Sunday and unitedly proclaim, "The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed." Though we were not personal eyewitnesses to the resurrection of your Son, we have personally witnessed the intimate change that Christ of Calvary has made in our hearts. The completion of Christ's incarnation took place at the tomb when death was swallowed up in victory, as Christ overcame the power and terror of death's penalty. Satan's plot failed as God's plan flourished, making us more than victors through Christ who loves us and atoned for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for all you went through so that we might have abundant life. Amen.
Amen. Abundant and eternal life. What a blessing we have in Christ. Well, thank you for joining us today to listen to our Daily Encouragement podcast. And we are so privileged to share the Lord's Word with you. One of the aspects of internet and email ministry in its various forms, we do appreciate the feedback we get, but for the most part, we realize you're busy, and we would be extremely overwhelmed if we were to have probably just a small portion of the people that we have reason to believe we're able to impact every day in the various means. But it's difficult when you are sitting in a home, as we are here in rural Mount Joy, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and preparing these messages. But we are confident that God's Word is reaching many for the sake of the gospel. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional features on the site today if you care to go to the message. We do have a couple photos up. One is a visit I had yesterday with my brother. Although I must say the photo's not from that visit, for I forgot to get my camera out yesterday. But we did visit my brother and wife and two of his daughters. Also have a photo I took just this morning of a beautiful jonquil right out by our little garden shed. We've had very cold weather, but these managed to continue to bloom. We also have links up to several music resources that we know many enjoy that are related to today's message, and obviously with the theme of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged.